Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, or Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. We're on the record at 10:32 a.m. and we'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Sinodal, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask you for your mercy, your grace, and your divine wisdom as we deliberate the business of this county. We pray for all elected officials, all citizens of Jefferson County, and all employees. We pray for those that are protecting our democracy abroad. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge in unison.
Pledge in unison to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute receipt file and agreement with Thompson Reuters for the online access subscription for one user for 58th District Court for a one-year term and a monthly cost of $52. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt file and job order contract for T-Tech facilities and maintenance for the repair of Midday Rogers Visitor Center damages due to a meltdown. The amount of $223,035.26. In accordance with the Choice Partners Job Texas contract, have a motion on those items under purchasing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
I have a discussion, Judge. I don't feel comfortable with B. I think that we probably need to go out for bids for it. We've been out this long. When you look at it, there were 6 inches of rain and 6 inches of water in the building. It cost us $100,000 to eradicate all the water damages, and we got a $333,000 potential bill for this year. I'm concerned about it, so I can tell you now, I'm concerned, and I think it's a legitimate concern.
In order to do go out for bid, we're going to have to do engineering bid specifications. I think what we originally talked about was that to save the engineering cost, we're going to go with the job. And I think you subsequently got another bid for $364,000.
That came in yesterday evening, yes, sir. But we would have to have engineering plans and specs in order to go out.
We have to have engineer plan for specs any bid we have, correct?
Well, that I need to tell our person, the bidders, what we're doing. And in order to do that, I need detailed plans and specs.
Well, say an engineer look like a good engineer company to me to bring in. I'm tired of letting these guys, and this is local, but I'm tired of letting just runners across the cold. This is across the cold. It'd be $333,000 on this facility. And I don't think it's good wise spending the tax dollars. That's where I'm at.
I don't see Harry here today. Do we know how much insurance we collected on that?
They're still working. I emailed the guy yesterday, the adjuster, so he's going to try to give me some information. They're working on that. The deductibles, I think, $30,000 on this bill.
$30,000?
Yeah. It's not, you know, because I think the value was $1.5 million on the building itself.
So the this should be covered by insurance.
Yeah. We would anticipate it being, you know. And to go back kind of on, you know, somewhat of this delay is because we didn't get the federal funding. Don't anticipate the federal funding on that one. But if we were gonna get it, we were gonna have to do plans and specs with an engineer. And I believe there was actually a proposal put out for engineering services for this, but we held off on that decision just recently to move forward with the job. Also because of just trying to get it done quicker. You know, I think if you go plans and specs, it will delay it. So it's up to y'all.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you look at this proposal, there's some things that we need to wash up on there and make sure that it needs to be done, because it's just a lot of things sold out there, the way I look at it.
How much have we spent on the building thus far?
We had it remediated, and I believe...
Which we had to do.
Right, I think it was $105,000.
So they had to...
And I think there was a little extra cost in helping them move some items.
So we remediated it, because we had to do it, we got people in there, the building is open, and you're saying, obviously, I know engineering costs.
I don't think the building's open.
It's not, but, so the remediation was just to remove the water, so they flooded in and done it.
We had it remediated according to guidelines.
And it's our belief that, the public funds will, or the, you know, the, I guess, reimbursement is not gonna happen.
From the feds?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're gonna make that pressure.
So if we were to do plans and specs, we look at an additional cost on top of this, is that correct?
Exactly. We have to pay an engineer.
Deductible $30,000, but we should be reimbursed for the cost.
And we can do this through a junk, right? Is that what you're telling us? Right, we can do it through a junk, so, and it is cheaper than going out for all of it.
You're not gonna know until you get those bids. You know, y'all kind of, you know the environment we're in as far as construction, it's pretty busy out there, so.
We don't...
Whether, you know, you're gonna add cost on for the engineer, so we don't know that, so whatever the engineer's gonna charge you to draw up plans and specs, and you're gonna put it out for bid and see, you know, if it comes out for bid and it's lower than you did well, if it's higher, you lost a little bit.
But once you go out for bid and you get those back, you can move forward with that process.
Well, you either reject or accept the bid. You're gonna end up, you know, the one thing you're gonna end up paying for is engineering, design and specs. So, you know, you don't have to accept the bids that you put out.
But now this cost does include his bonds, so I do want you to understand that. I did ask for bonds, so his cost here in the job does include bonds. You do go out for bid, you've got bid bonds and you've got performance and payment bonds. So you've got to take all that in consideration also when you bid it out.
And when will Carrie know about the percentage of insurance money we get back based off this $220,000?
Well, you know, we've got that and the $105,000, you know, on top of that.
We'll try to get back.
You know, the guy was out, I think he had the claims adjuster was out with family emergency. He had emailed me yesterday, so he's hoping to have something probably by next week.
Yeah, real quick, but give us the scenario of the usage of the job order contract versus a bid.
The job order contract is already a pre-bid contract. They use the ways and means.
Right.
Well, this one is through Choice Partners, the OTCPN. Okay. They go by the ways and means in our area. It is a guideline by what they have to use as pricing. So it's governed by the state, it's governed by my laws in 271, and I can use a cooperative. And it's the quickest and easiest way to go and repair or remodel any of the buildings that a government agency has.
And we've used this process on...
We have used this numerous times.
And have we found that there's any, by rejecting a job order contract and going for bids, have we found that there's been much differential, or have we already?
My experience is they've always been a little higher when the bids come in.
Do you think that's because of the specs and the engineering?
I think it's because of the specs. I think the market out there, they do, there's a lot of variables. And it is a tough market right now.
Yeah, it is. I remember back in 2008, 2009, like when we did the saltwater barrier at Keith Lake. We got some really great bids because people were hungry back then, but now everyone's so busy.
It's tough to get quotes.
You just drive down the road to see all the help wanted signs. It's just a tough market.
One other quick question, if you don't mind. What is the timeline if we approve the bid
6 weeks to put it out in on the open market. It takes about a 6 week period to get the bids in, but I felt
After you do the engineering.
After I do the engineering. Now, I do have engineering that we can pick from, but it's going to take him a while or her to draw up the plans and specs. So you're probably looking at
3-4 months extension over what this contract would get us there.
Yes, sir.
And are we providing the services anywhere else in the county at this time for Convention Visitors Bureau to the cities, I guess? Is that it? The only alternative?
I mean, we are just not open to the public. We are accepting phone calls and emails, but
you're occupying the building, though.
No. We are occupying the building.
They are occupying our staff, but we are not having any visitors come through. But there is an increased number of people stopping. And we will have to put some.
We're losing tourism business by being open to the public.
We will have to put some 40 products and things out because we are getting an increased number of people coming through.
Well, then that begs the question, I mean, if that's the case, and you're seeing people knocking on the door,
yes,
then expediting the process according
yes,
to the standards of the job might expedite the repairs being made.
You make your argument good, Commissioner, but we've been out how long? How long has this thing been out? My argument is let's start doing things a little different because we need to make sure we look at the dollars and cents that we spend for the taxpayer. That's all my points are.
I agree with your Commissioner, but my concern is we're going to spend money on engineering. We got a $364,000 bid, not more. After we do the plan and spec, we're going to end up with a higher price.
My comments, Deb, how many jobs does this company have on the job contract at this time?
Here at the county?
Right.
They are doing the service center roof. They are doing the health and welfare clinic in your area. They are giving us the numbers for the tax office expansion.
Right, and there's a couple of more that's on tap. And I had a conversation on why one of my jobs hadn't started yet. And this contractor said that he's just too busy.
They are busy.
So I'm worried about the timeline even going with this job, that he's not going to be here because he doesn't have the manpower. So my deal is we even need to get some more jobs or something because this guy is too busy. I have a major project that's probably going to go to the new budget because he's too busy to start. That was approved last budget. That's not at you, but I'm just saying. I understand the job process, but if he's not going to be able to do the job in the time that we're in with, it doesn't matter. We'll go out for bid. And I support Commissioner Alford.
Thank you. Do we have other jobs in the area that can bid or have submitted a bid?
I did get that one later last night, but it was high.
Oh, that was a different job. Okay.
It was higher than this.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Ayes have it, 3-2. Under 16th District Court, we have one item to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Judge Sanderson, New Orleans, Louisiana, February 6th through 7th, 2020. Estimated cost of travel is $750, and on his sheet, he says that's actually less expensive than going to the same one in-state in Dallas because the mileage is shorter.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Oster. Second by Commissioner Sinsel. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget amendment to support office maintenance for additional repairs in the amount of $25,000. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for purchase of a tractor. Item C is consider and approve amendments to North American Wetlands Conservation Act Grant Partner Agreement USTX 3612 and USTX 8422. For additional funding from them in the amount of $30,000 for each siphon location. That'd be as regular county bills, check numbers 467246 and 467478. So that motion on the back. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, I'll go ahead and table because I think our time's passed. Any purchasing issues that might have been accounted for that, and we'll no longer put that on the agenda. in the loan. Item B is consider and possibly approve reappointment of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 Commissioners for 2024-25. Terrence Simon, Mr. Brandon Rose by Commissioner Arnold, Mr. Roy Morrell by me. We have a current term of office set to expire on January 1st, 2020. Pursuant to Texas Health and Safety Code Section 775.1034A. Item C is consider and possibly approve receiving file correction instrument pursuant to Texas Property Code Section 5.028. For a deed previously filed and file number 201804-4202 to reflect the correct abstract reference should be number 553 and not abstract 533. And that's for clarification for deeds that were from the county of several hundred acres of mitigation land down in the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge that we transferred to the Conservation Fund. Subsequently transferred, I believe, by the Conservation Fund to the Department of the Interior. Item D is to receive and file an executed release and settlement agreement between Jefferson County and Orion Marine Construction, Inc. Item E is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute receive and file amendment to the abatement agreement for property located at Port Arthur LNG reinvestment zone to clarify certain provisions to ensure compliance with the requirements of Section 312.205 of the Texas Tax Code. And for clarification, that's because of a requirement in Section 312 that the agreement contain information saying that if they do not construct the improvements to Realty that they promised they were going to construct, that they would be responsible for paying back the taxing subdivisions for any abatement of taxes they received during that time period. And item F is consider properly approved the reappointment of Mr. Paul Beard by me and Mr. Hugh Vernon Pierce by Commissioner Arnold to be effective until such time as it might create an emoluments constitutional provision. Mr. Richard Lewis by Commissioner Weaver, Mr. Joseph Johnson by Commissioner Senegal, Mr. Kenneth Duhon by Commissioner Alford. As commissioners of Sabine Nation's National Education District for a 2-year term set to begin January 2020. Okay, do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Okay, any discussion?
Yes, Judge, just for clarification, so we all voting on Mr. Pierce's appointment?
Yes. I saw the article in the Beaumont Enterprise yesterday when I got in and went back and looked at some AG's opinions on the emoluments clause and Google office holding, and I didn't see any problem with him holding the office, because I think, 74 days before the election, if he doesn't have an opponent, then he'll be declared the winner. But he will not be receiving any pay and will not be a part of a deliberative body until January 1st if he is declared the winner. So,
then at that time, if he, once he's sworn in as commissioner or whatever the period is, he would automatically have to resign from the navigation district.
He'll need to resign the day before, at least by December 31st of 2020, to prevent a potential for a dual office holding. So,
thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Vanessa Hager for 27 years of service to Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Moved
by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Emergency Management, item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute, receive, and file the annual grant application for the Emergency Management Performance Grant for fiscal year 2020, which there is no match by the county.
How much is that grant for?
It's different every year, and the amount that they're requesting is always different. what they receive.
What we pay for, what we pay for.
We don't pay for anything. They pay part of the 100% of the full-time staff, and it's $198,893.43 for two full-time staff. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I have to get a motion in a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not a motion.
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that completes that regular agenda. We do not have any addendum. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Ooh, pardon.
I'll tell you, the first half, that was a heck of a game.
Yeah.
Yes, we have the M.L. King holiday coming up, and so since we meet after that, I want to make sure people enjoy themselves on that. And
anything else? Not until we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.